This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the first time we've been out there. Trying to be no huddle, trying to go quickly. You know, it's kind of a situation where it's before the half and just trying to play out, you know, what types of plays we want to run, what type of throws we can and can't make in those situations. Obviously, we want to get out of bounds, you know, end of half, you want to make sure that you kind of have the ball last and use as much time as possible. At the same time, you want to be aggressive and try to score, you know. So we went down there, you know, just kind of taking what the defense was giving us, and Zay made a play in the back of the end zone, and that's kind of how that one went.
Josh, as we get into OTAs here, what was your mindset going into this one? Because, you know, it is a lot different than this time.
Yeah.
How do you go into it?
I mean, so being in the year or being in the same system for a year, having the verbiage down, having the same terminology, you know, having the rapport that I do with Coach Dable, you know, I think it's been a huge help. Just going in, knowing what types of plays and concepts that I like, Dabes knows those, and then we kind of have a feel of what our receivers can and can't run. Not saying they can't run any routes, but what they're really good at. So going out there and finding out what the new guys can do and see some what the younger tight ends can do. But it's complete 180 feeling from last year to this year, obviously, having that year of experience under my belt now and, being around the guys in the locker room and having such good relationships in here and then going out in the practice field and, you know, being able to talk a little bit to the defense and them talk to us back. But, you know, at the same time, we're just trying to make each other better, trying to win football games for the Bills. I mean, consistently delivering the ball where it needs to be. You know, ball placement is huge, especially in this league, the type of concepts that we have. You know, trying to get the ball to our playmakers where they can make some plays. You know, so that was a huge emphasis. You know, we're still working on it, and, you know, that's something that'll never change. You always want to try to work on ball placement, and every day you come out, it's kind of a new thing, and sometimes the ball's just coming off your hand a little differently, and you got to make adjustments and understand what your body's trying to tell you and trying to go with it. And, like I said, just trying to get the ball to the playmakers because, you know, we can't do anything if they don't have the ball in their hands.
How far ahead are you this year than you were, say, in
the program? I mean, just as far as knowing the playbook, I'd say I'm leaps and bounds ahead. Just having, like I said, that year under my belt of the same system, that's huge for, you know, a young quarterback especially. But, you know, you look at some of the better quarterbacks in the league, they've been under their offensive coordinator for a few years, and that helps. Just knowing what's going on, you don't really have to think about it. You're out there and you can play football.
What's it like having Frank Gore around in the huddle, around the meeting rooms and things like that?
It's awesome. I mean, Frank's an all-time pro. You know, he's a future Hall of Fame running back. Just to have his presence in the locker room, you know, how he speaks, you know, what he plays for, kind of what he stands for, you know. I'm super proud and happy the Buffalo Bills went out and got him because to have somebody whose work ethic and his story is so great like that, it's just unreal, you know, and he got the opportunity to talk in front of the team. And I think if you didn't kind of know who he was and what type of person he was before then, you knew as soon as he started talking what type of person he was. And, you know, that's why he's been in the league so long. That's why he's been so great for so many years. You know, he's got that attitude and that right mentality for the NFL, and it's rubbing off on players. And I know we all love having him in the locker room.
What was the message that resonated with you when Frank stood up and spoke?
I mean, just the resiliency that he's had in his lifetime, you know, how the way he grew up, battling through injuries, obviously going to the U and having to, you know, for a fight for a spot there, and just how he's done it in the league for so long. It's just unreal, and he's just an all-time pro. He is.
There is something new at center, probably not the guy you were expecting. You're expecting to work with Mitch. Mm-hmm. He's on the shelf for now. Just how are things going here with John there? You know, just the communication, the chemistry that you guys have.
Things are going really well, you know, whether it's John or Spencer. You know, getting snaps from those guys, you know, it doesn't really take long to get a good feel for being under the center. But, I mean, they both know their stuff, you know, really well. And it's fun to go out there and – You know, obviously them being new and kind of finding out what types of players they are, what types of attitudes that they have, and talking with them in the locker room and off the field and outside of the facilities and stuff like that, and getting to know them. You know, obviously two really great guys, and obviously Mitch is, when he comes back, you know, he'll be thrown in that mix too, so I'm super excited for that. I know Mitch isn't really going out, or he's been out there, and I've been able to get some snaps from him, but it hasn't been those live reps, if you will. But, you know, we can still develop that relationship and that camaraderie off the field because he's playing. You know, he's played in the league for, you know, multiple years now. And, you know, this isn't anything new to him. So, you know, we're just happy to have him develop that relationship off the field.
Speaking of that level of relationship, it's very clear and evident on the field that you have it with Zay and Robert. How much does that lift your confidence level in being aggressive, as you were saying? In fact, we were talking about 2 minutes. When you have those guys,
yeah, I mean, it means a lot. Just knowing their body types, you know, how they get in and get out of cuts. But, I mean, having Robert and Zay, even Isaiah and Ray Ray and some of the guys that we had last year, you know, those relationships, they're just evolving even more so. And just kind of developing more trust. And obviously Cole's not out there with us right now, but still developing that relationship off the field. So when he gets on the field, the communication line is still open, and having John out here and being able to talk with him because – you know, Cole and John are two guys that have been in the league for a while now, and they know how to play football. There's no rush to get them on the field right now. You know, it is OTAs, and obviously we want to work on that, but developing that relationship and that chemistry is, I think, kind of what's most important in OTAs.
How much were you looking forward to catching, you know, getting, building a rapport with Cole and Croft and to not have them on the field?
I mean, like I said, this is a time where I think relationships are being made, and going back to the point, you know, they've played football before. I've seen plenty of tape on them. You know, it's different than in-game reps or in-practice reps, but just kind of talking with them, understanding what they, you know, are thinking, and you know, Cole's very, very communicative, and that's kind of the first thing he said to me when we first talked to each other. He's like, I'm going to let you know what I see, and I expect you to do the same, and that's kind of where the relationship, what type of level it needs to be on. So I think we've got a really good start, even though he's not on the field. I know he wishes he was, and I know that, you know, Tyler was, you know, had a little injury yesterday, and praying for a speedy recovery for him. You know, but like I said, we've got these relationships off the field that are bonding already, and you know, obviously, as much as we'd like to have him on the field, it's just not going to happen until probably training camp.
Hey, Josh, can you give a really early impression of Dawson Knox? I know it's only been, you've only been out there for two prep. Give us what you see and what you think he could possibly bring here.
I mean, he's going to bring, obviously, athleticism. He's a younger guy, but he knows his stuff, too. He's a very, very smart kid. I mean, you can tell that just by talking to him a little bit. And him in the huddle knowing where he's lining up, knowing what route he has to run. And he's not really asking any questions in the huddle, and that's a good thing, you know, because he doesn't have to. He knows what he's doing. He runs really good routes. He's, you know, he's got very good athleticism for the tight end position.
Josh, talk about what's the number one thing you look to gain out of OTAs? What's the thing you want to gain?
You know, I mean, obviously as a team, get bigger, faster, stronger, all those three things. But at the same time, develop, you know, these relationships off the field and kind of get to know each other. So when you get on the football field, you trust one another and you can go win football games.
Josh, you talked about relationships. Obviously one that won't be here this year is Derek Anderson. Can you give us your reactions to him retiring? Also, early impressions of working with Ken Dorsey?
Yeah, obviously love DA, love what he brought for us last year. Got to learn a lot from him. Super sad that he's not coming back, but I understand the decision there. Longtime pro like that, and you know, he was out playing golf last year, and then he came in and helped us out, helped me out tremendously, especially. So you know, I understand the decision. Wish he was back, but still, I text him, and he's an open line of communication for me as well, and he told me that, and I'll be sure to utilize him.
Josh, I know you have a close relationship already with Sam Darnold, but what was it like this year after your rookie years together to train and kind of share some experiences of going through what you both went through last year?
I mean, it was good, you know. We try not to talk about a lot of football, but, you know, it comes up and we're on the field together and just kind of talking about experiences and different defenses that we played and how we kind of adapted and what we thought of them. And, you know, even going over, you know, just how our offenses were and, like, how we thought of our offense. And obviously he's in a different situation. He's got a new OC, a new head coach, and, you know, me being here with the Bills. And, you know, it's a good friendly relationship to have. At the same time, we want to compete, we want to try to make each other better. You know, that's kind of our goal in the offseason.
How important is it to you personally and to this team to have Jerry Hughes in the fold for another couple of years?
That's awesome. You know, Jerry's one of the best guys in the locker room. You know, he's a leader for us. The intensity that he brings every day is through the roof. So I'm glad he got a deal done. I'm glad we got him for a couple more years locked down. And, you know, I think everybody in the locker room will say the same thing.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.